Hi, Tony. This is Courtney, and I'm here to do my audio on opinion and the article on what we think of it. I think the main thing that comes out of that article is that opinions should be based upon substantial evidence. I think that's something that we often overlook. A lot of times people look at opinions as something that has to do with their moral background and not based on the actual evidence and facts and stuff that they find behind the opinion. Evidence is presented to us on personal experiences. A lot of times our evidence is kind of shaded with our moral and with a lot of our jaded things that happen to us, because maybe for one, you know, we're in a different social class, or, you know, we're in a different environment than most of the people, you know, in this world. I think that scientists do see the world in a more different scientific way. Not that it's a better way, or not that it's they're smarter than us. It's just that they see stuff. They look for answers and reasoning behind events. So they usually don't look at events, you know, at face value, or if they don't understand something, then it's, oh, okay, you know, I'll just accept that and let that be my, you know, answer, because it's over my head. Now they look, you know, behind the reasoning, behind the opinions, making sure that they do know where this is all coming from. So I think that's one of the major things that makes scientists so different, is just because their train of thought is different, because they were trained differently. They were trained with this, you know, with this problem-solving method that, you know, we use in everyday life. So that's my little thing, and I hope to see you soon.